Good evening. Welcome to Digging Deeper here on the Living Faith Television Network. I'm Dr. Don R. Zampona, the pastor at Green Valley Baptist Church in Lebanon, Virginia. And we just want to thank you for joining us on our ministry program. This is the sixth tonight in a series of seven messages from God's great book of Revelation. And tonight we're going to be addressing Jesus Christ's letter to the church in Philadelphia. And I'm going to be reading from Revelation chapter 3, beginning in verse 7, down through verse 13. And the word of our Lord says unto us, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, Father God, we just thank you for this precious word from you tonight to our hearts. Lord, as we gather together here with many of our faithful viewers each and every week, Lord, we are praying for those and all of the families who are represented, Father, for you to reach those who are not yet saved, that they will come to enjoy the peace and security that comes with knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would do a great work tonight in bringing revival to a nation. And Lord, if there was ever a time a nation needed revival, it is these days in which we now find ourselves living. Oh, Father God, do a mighty work tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, the church in Philadelphia represents what we'd call the revived church, and I will say it again, never before in all of our world have we needed revival like we need it today. Dating from approximately the beginning of the 19th century to the rapture, this is the church that has turned back to the Word of God, and you'll never be revived until you turn back to the Word of God. Some say today that people do not want to hear the Word of God, and that may be true, but I will say on the authority of God's Word, there will always be people who are hungry for the Word of God and who want to hear it, and I pray that you are one of those tonight. The church at Philadelphia was in an area that was subject to earthquakes. And the great population that was in that area left primarily because of the earthquakes and, of course, because of warfare. You see, when Tamerlane and the other great pagan leaders came out of the east, it was a time when all those who were left were slaughtered. Therefore, today, no descendants of the original population are there. However, this city has had continuous habitation from its very beginning. It was a fortress city used to waylay the enemy who would come in to destroy the greater cities like Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamum. Those were three of the great cities that were constantly under warfare. There were other cities, largely fortress cities, where garrisons were stationed either to stop the enemy or to delay him as he marched toward the western coast. The city got its name because of the love that Attalus II had for his brother Eumenes, who was the king of Pergamum. Attalus had a great love and loyalty for his brother. And because of that, Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love. In AD 17, an earthquake struck this city and totally destroyed it. The same earthquake totally destroyed Sardis and many other Lydian cities throughout that area. Tiberius, the emperor at that time, allocated a vast sum of money for the rebuilding of these cities, and they were restored. This is the one church besides Smyrna for which our Lord had no word of condemnation. And the reason there's no word of condemnation is because this church had turned to the word of God. Listen, if you don't want God to condemn you in your life, you need to turn to the word of God. God has a great love for those who will turn and live in his word. Now, it's very interesting to note concerning the two churches which he did not condemn that these places are still in existence, although the churches have disappeared. Philadelphia is the place where Christian and Saracen fought during the Crusades. And in 1922, Turkey and Greece fought in Philadelphia, but history proves the church in Philadelphia continued until the 13th century. This church was in a very strategic area to be a missionary church, and that is exactly what they were. This was the revived church, and it was a revived church because it had turned to the Word of God. Let me tell you, if you're going to a dead church today, you need to get that church to be turning back to the Word of God, because when you turn to the Word of God, revival begins to happen. This nation needs to turn back to the Word of God if we ever have a hope of being revived. And so, friends, when you begin to teach the Word of God, when you begin to get an ear to hear the Word of God, when you begin to get a heart to want to live out the Word of God, you're well on your way to revival. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, and our God is a holy God. He that is true, and our God and his word is the truth. And he that hath the key of David, and Jesus Christ is greater than David. He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. And to the angel of the church, well, who is this angel? Do you have any idea at all as you think about it? Who is the angel? The angel Jesus Christ is referring to here is none other than the pastor of the church. He is the human messenger that God has sent to shepherd his flock. And he says, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Friends, in each of these letters, the Lord Jesus Christ always draws out something from that vision of himself as the glorified Christ and our great high priest. And here he reminds this church in Philadelphia that he is holy. He was called holy at his birth when the angel said to Mary his mother, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And even in his death he was holy. Because the Bible tells us in Acts 2 and 27, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. He was holy in his death. He was holy in his resurrection. What a marvelous thing this is. He is also holy today in his high priestly office. And I'm reminded of what Isaiah said when he looked upon God. Holy, holy, holy. Our God is a holy God. And in his priestly office, Hebrews 7:26 says, for such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. He says, he that is true, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. True means genuine. The Word of God is genuine. God's truth is a genuine truth. It is the only truth. It is the absolute truth. You can count on the truth of the Word of God. But in Jesus Christ's case, it means He is genuine because He is perfect. The Word of God is perfect, and He is completeness. And the Word of God is God's complete revelation to mankind. He that is the bread of heaven, He that hath the key of David, what is Jesus Christ referring to here? He is referring to His regal reign as a ruler of this universe. And the Bible says He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. And He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of His kingdom there shall be no end. He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. He is the one today. The Bible tells us who is able to open and to close, and because of that, He is a comfort to us. You see, the Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Oh, it's great to know that Jesus Christ is with us all the way to the end. Friend, look again at verse 8. And He says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Jesus is simply sharing with us that the church in Philadelphia was the one which was true to the Word of God. And no matter what denomination or church there is in our day, if that church does not hold true to the Word of God, it is not a church. You see, for the church to be the church, it must be true to the Word of God, or it is not a church that Jesus Christ knows. And there are a lot of churches in our world today and denominations in our day whom Jesus Christ does not know because they do not know Jesus Christ. And the reason they don't have Jesus Christ and the reason they don't know Jesus Christ is because they do not hold true to the Word of God. What makes the church is the Word of God. Anything apart from the Word of God, friend, is not the church. You see, the Bible says, Matthew 16, beginning in verse 15, He saith unto him, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And who is Jesus Christ? John 1 and 1 gives us the answer. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ, friends, He is the Word of God. And when Peter confessed his faith, he was confessing his faith in Jesus Christ, the Word of God. So understand this, Jesus Christ recognizes no profession of faith that does not believe that Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the living Word of God? Listen to me. The Bible is not just some book. It's not just another book. The Bible is Jesus Christ, the Word of the living God. And so for a church to be a church, and every church is comprised of its people, not its building, its people must hold true to the Word of God. If it does not hold true, it is not a church that Jesus Christ knows. Oh, it may call itself by that name, but it is not a name that church that Jesus knows. And we'll see that in greater detail when we come to that letter to the church at Laodicea. Now, friends, the church in Philadelphia was the one that was true to the Word of God, and the Lord commends this church on seven counts. First, he says, I know thy works. When Jesus Christ looks at his church today, he looks for fruit. In other words, he's looking for works in the lives of believers. Why do you suppose that is? Because the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Family and friends, if our faith doesn't produce any works, there's something wrong with our faith. Good old practical camel kneed James wrote, was a man of great prayer, and he said, show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my work. Now, the works James is referring to are not the works of the law, but works of faith. Calvin said, faith alone saves, but faith that saves is never alone, because saving faith produces works. Second, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut. This is the door to the knowledge of the Holy Bible. And family and friends, because Jesus Christ has opened the door, he expects us to move in. Because this will open a door of opportunity for witnessing to those who need Jesus Christ around us. Remember, this was the missionary church filled with missionaries and their witness. And the two go hand in hand. Thou hast a little strength, he says. Dunamis is the Greek word for power, which we get our English word dynamite. This was a humble group of believers that did not have impressive church buildings or lots of members or even lots of programs. It was a small church that had little power, but they were using their little power to get the Word of God out. That's the most important thing that any church can do, is get the Word of God out. And if we don't get the Word out, we're not doing anything important to church anyhow. Our job is to get the Word out, period. Fourth, it has kept my word. In a day when there was a denial of the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, this church believed the Bible to be the authoritative, inspired Word of God, and has not denied my name. In a day when the deity of Jesus Christ was blatantly being denied in many denominations of that time, here was a group of believers who were remaining true to him by proclaiming the God-man and his substitutionary death for sinners. Now understand, in a day much like our own, the church was filled with skepticism. We find the Lord Jesus commending this church because it had kept his word. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Now, friends, the remnant of Israel that was being saved had left the synagogue by this time. They had given up the Old Testament law as a means of salvation and sanctification. Those who continued in the synagogue were now worshiping a false religion, as Paul wrote, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. God considers the true Israelite to be those who have turned to Jesus Christ. So here's the sixth word of the commendation. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. What he's saying is that I will make the enemies of the Philadelphia church know that I love this church. You stay true to the Word of God and God will take care of the enemies. And the seventh word of commendation is found, because thou hast kept The word of my patience I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them and dwell upon the earth. He commends them for keeping the word of patience. He is referring to the patient waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for his own at the rapture. You see, friends, Christ's final word of encouragement to this church is that it will not pass through the great tribulation. Oh, hallelujah! He's going to keep us from that awful Holocaust that is soon coming upon the earth. His promise to those who hold true to his word is to take them home at the rapture. I come quickly, he says. In Jesus Christ, in these days and in these times, he is coming quickly. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If Jesus were to ask you, why should I let you into my heaven? Would you know how to answer him? I pray so. I pray that you might receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by repenting of your sins and putting your faith and trust in him.